our annual Hilula is the source of the York side of the Tzaddik, the Gazette and Rabbi Yishkodesh. Before we begin, I want to thank you all for coming and joining us in this beautiful celebration. And I want to thank the sponsors that make tonight's event possible. Dov and Yanina Wisniki, Zefa Nishmas, Yanina's grandmother, Fega Cecil, Bas Avram Yaakov, who had the schus of davening in the Eshkodesh shul in Poland before the war as a child. David and Dora Carmeli, Zefa Nishmas, Rochami Tevet Bat Aaron, Stephen and Israel Perlich and the schus of Rufua Shlema for Charna Bas Chaya Rachel, Heshi and Gitti Friedman. Heshi and Gidi Friedman, Lezef Nishmas, Israel, Zev, Moshe, and Shalom. Shalom David, I'm sorry, in honor of Rav Weinberger and the Gazetzna, Jay and Shani Gelman, Mark and Rina Nussbaum for the Kosh Lema, for Asher and Kayla, Avi and Michal Singer, Moshe and Regina Zucker, Kalman, Mrs. and Mr. Kalman Goldstein, and an anonymous sponsor also in schools of the Gazetna and Rav Weinberger. I'm going to ask you all to please put your phones in silent mode and to remain silent during the concert and during the return from Rav Weinberger. And when you exit the premises tonight, please do so as quietly as possible. This is a residential neighborhood. Thank you for coming.
Watch your feet. You need me to.
There's no lamp this year.
There's no lamp. To Moshe Harry. Is that coming?
Huh?
Moshe Harry.
Oh, he usually brings.
No, it's on the. Right, so we'll try to get something for me.
Not good.
Right, we'll get something.
I'll forget one. My wife's coming.
Let's go,
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. תעבור במים מתחרים ובנהרות לא ישתקו כבר כי תלך במורש לא תיקבל לבד תבער בה כי אני אשם אלוקיך אחזיק ימינך האומר לך אל תירא אני עזרתי לך האומר לך אל תירא אני עזרתי לך ואומנם כאן ידעת שהנרצה יותר בעבודת הבורא יתברך שמו ואומנם כבר ידעת כל העולם כולו אשר צעם לאור אשר צעם לאור אשר צעם לאור כל העולם כולו אשר צעם לאור ויגשר כתוב בתורה הקדושה. ואנוכי אסתר אסתיר פניי.
Aber er war bei mir. Ich weiß nicht, wo er ist.
First, I want to wish everybody a good vach, Shavua Tov. I want to thank Yididei Nafshi, to thank Yosef, Gadi, to thank Avi and Aryeh. For many, many years, Baruch Hashem was able to gather together for the yahrzeit of Rabbeinu Kalanim Is Kalmish and Rabbi Elimelech Susi Aleinu Hashem Yikom Domo. Today was the yahrzeit. Many, many years giving a bracha to all of us, to each other, to be together with Yosef, Gadi, and Eretz Yisrael. We were together in Yerushalayim, we were together in Mezhbiz, and in Baditchev, and in Uman, and in Breslov. We sang that Nigin together in Breslov, with a lot of the Chevra over here. So we should be zarchi to sing a Shir Chodesh, Agul HaSeinu, V'Alpedus Nafshenu, and should be Bekar Mamash.
Amen.
Thank the Chevra from the shul and all the arrangements. I received a wonderful gift last week from one of the Chevarim in shul. And when I saw him handing it over, I realized that it was a copy of the Chavos HaTalmidim from the Rebbe, an old copy of the Chavos HaTalmidim. And of course, I wouldn't tell this friend that I already have some old copies of the Chavos HaTalmidim from 1960, an old copy. There's an old copy I have that goes back from when it was first printed before the Milchama that I once received as a gift. And he was very, very excited to give this to me. And then when he explained to me the chiddush of this particular edition, I understood why. And I haven't taken it off my desk since then. This is a Mahadura Chadasha from 1944. It was printed in Yerushalayim while the war was still going on. The people who brought it to be printed wrote the following. Dvar Melish Yotzim Pikvai Kedushas Maran Admor Harav HaTzadik Shlita Av Beisdin De Kehilas Piesetzna. There's something wrong with that first sentence, Rabbi Isa. What's wrong with that first sentence? Shlita. The Rebbe was no longer alive in 1944. In Yerushalayim, they didn't know yet that the Rebbe had been killed. Nitfasu b'pam harishayna b'varsha tafrei sadik beis. It was first printed in 1932 in Warsaw. V'yishpio harbe al tamidi ha-yeshivas u'machanchayim. And it had a tremendous hashpah already before the war. All the yeshivas. Already before the war had a tremendous impact and effect upon the Talmidim and the Yeshivas to ignite a fire of Atzmiyus HaYisraelis, of what it means to be a true Jew, to be a Yid. The essence of Yiddishkeit, Viskashus Libam Bemuna Viras Hashem Tahayu. Va'ata, and now, the printer writes that Chamas Hashem Alachenu Bnei Yisrael Hayoshvim B'Polon. Now that the wrath of Hashem has fallen upon our brothers and sisters in Poland. Besoichem gam kvei kedushas admar harav atzadik shlita, and amongst them also the Rebbe shlita. Not verucham sheyichidei anshe shlemenu lahaitzi michodesh es hasefer hakodesh es haberetz kodshen. Masas nafshe hatahor sharabeinu. And now that the wrath of Hashem is upon the Jews of Poland, there are some here in Yerushalayim who have contributed to reprint the Sefer here in Eretz Yisrael, which was the place that the Rebbe longed to come to, which his holy soul was longing for. V'lizkoyz b'dvar v'akadoshim, l'zakoyz b'dvar v'akadoshim, es ha-mechanchim, ha-mischanchim, and that this would be a schus, that his holy words would be a schus for the rebbeim, for the teachers and the students here in Eretz Yisrael. B'schus zu yazer lanu Hashem Yisbarach, and the schus of printing the Chovetz HaTalmidim here in Yerushalayim, 1944. Yazer lanu Hashem Yisbarach shenizke lirais b'mheira ba'atzolas she'eris Yisrael sheba'aretzayis ha'goylam. May we be worthy to see the Hatzol of the rescue, the salvation of the Jews who remain in Golis, in Europe. U'besoichem es kveid kedushas admar harav atzadik shlita. And amongst them, the Rebbe shlita. L'shmoye es divrei kodshol admas hakodesh. So that we will be able to hear his holy words here, on the holy soil of Eretz Yisrael. So I was reading this on so many levels, it's so heartbreaking. Of course, the Rebbe didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael. He was killed outside of Lublin. And the Jews of the Yeshuv in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael had no idea. Of course, they suspected it could be. But at the time they wrote this little note, the Rebbe was already not in this world. But I knew that when I would come here tonight to be with all of you, that this would be the greatest nechama for myself, for all of us. That this would be the greatest nechama. That of course in Pnimius, the truth is that Oidra Beinu Chai. The truth is that the way the Tanya writes Nigeres HaKadosh, and other tzaddikim explain that when the tzaddik is no longer here in the physical world, he's no longer encumbered by the guf, by the body, and all the limitations of this world. Pnimius, in the deepest way, the tzaddik is more alive than ever. And I believe, and I'm sure that all of you do as well, b'emunah shleima, that the tzaddik is mashkif in ma'on kodesh, so that the tzaddik has unbelievable nachas. What was he thinking those last moments when he was digging his own grave? I'm sure that he was thinking Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaka. His whole Metzias was a Metzias of Nitzchias, of Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaka. And here we are, 73 years later. Speaking about him, singing about him, learning his Torahs are being learned, studied all over the world, more than ever before. Those who killed him are not here. But the Rebbe is here. And said, "So Yisrael Dayvavayis Bekever," even though he didn't have a Kever Yisrael, he's singing together with us. And his lips are moving together with ours. Every year, I try to touch upon a certain aspect of his wondrous way, with so many colors. He was so unique, he was so different. In his time, he was a chiddush. And he's even a bigger chiddush now. And I realize over the years, I'm zeichet to learn every week in yeshiva the Sefer Eish Kodesh. And we've learned in the shul, the svarim. And it dawned upon me how, regardless of what the Rebbe is saying, and his Torahs are very, very deep. Whoever has learned his Torahs, they're very deep. I mean, Chavos HaTalmidim was written for Talmidim. Hachshavos HaVeichim for older. Derech HaMelech is another world mamish. But regardless of what the Rebbe is talking about, everything that he writes, even if he's saying a pshat in the pasuk, I get tremendous chizuk from it. Even when he's not saying something to be mechazik anyone, he's just learning the inyan. so many times over the years, I'm just learning one of his svarim, and I start to cry. And I've met people over the years who said that they would cry when he walked into the room, before he said anything, that they would begin to cry. Such a hisoyrus. His whole mahus, his whole metzias was chizik. Where does that come from? Because I'm not the only person that feels that. So listen carefully. It wasn't long ago that we learned at the end in Hazinu, Yimseihu Be'eretz Midbar. Hashem Yisbarach says that he found him in the desert. Yimseihu Be'eretz Midbar. Yisoihu Yilel Yishim in the howling wilderness. In the desolation of the desert, Yimseihu Be'eretz Midbar. Of course, the pshat is that it's describing the relationship between Hashem Yisbarach and Knesset Yisrael in the desert. But Chazal say in the Sifri, Yimseihu Be'eretz Midbar, Ze Avram. It's alluding to Avram Avinu. Moshe Lamelech Sheyotzehu v'chayeloisav l'midbar, and the Sifri says that a Moshe to a king who goes out into the desert with his soldiers, and they came to a very, very dangerous place in the desert. Hinichu chayeloisav emokim hatzoris. There was a place of terrible sorrows. The Mokum Hagayosa is surrounded by enemies, by armies. The Mokum Alisti is murderers. V'hol Chulahem. And the soldiers were afraid. And the king's soldiers deserted, they left him. The Medrash Halacha says that there was one Gibor, there was one great hero, there was one great heroic soldier, Omalai, who said to the king, Hamelech, your majesty, Al Yipai Libcha Alecha, Hamelech, your majesty, don't let your heart fail. Val Yihi Alecha Eimer Shel Klum, don't be afraid of anything. Chayecha, the soldier says, the Giba says, Your Majesty, by your life. She'eini Menichacha Ad Shetikonis Lepalterin Shalcha. I swear to you, I will not leave you, I will not abandon you, I will not desert you. Until you're able to return safely to your palace. Chazal darshan is on Yimseihu Be'eretz Midbar. Zavram Avinu came into a world. There was a midbar. There was a wilderness that was empty of Elokus, that appeared empty of Elokus. And the entire world was deserting. There was some faint memory of belief, of a world, of an earlier world, of Gan Eden, of something from an earlier time. But the soldiers of the world in the desert, in the emptiness, deserted the king. And those who had still some memory were overwhelmed by the emptiness, were misyayish, they gave up hope. At that time, the world is the time they're reading about in these parashiyas. At that time, the world was filled with listim, with murderers, with Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Megalei Arayos, and the king was left alone. And the truth is that Mitzad HaSeichel Api Seichel, there was no reason for this Gibor, there was no reason for Avraham Avinu to remain behind. And he too should have run, he too should have left to join the rest of the world that had deserted the king. And in doing so, he could have saved himself. And he could have enjoyed himself. In the sickness of the world. But Yimshayu Beretz Midbas Avraham means that the mid of Avraham Avinu is Ne'amonus, faithfulness, loyalty. And Avraham Avinu was mafkir himself. He gave up everything in his life, his own family, the world that he was raised in. He gave up everything. Leman HaMelech, for the sake of the king, and the family of the king. Nimtzeyu Be'eretz Midbar Zavro. And that's the midah that we daven about every morning. And this was the mitziyah. A mitziyah is something that you don't expect to find. You wouldn't believe that it's there. How could there be such a thing? Nimseyu b'midbar umatzoses levavai ne'mon lefanecha. That ba'ois hashah, that at that time in the desert, Hashem found one gibor. And that gibor said, Eini hamelech, eini menichach. Your majesty the king, I will never leave you. Eini menichach. And this one person, Avraham Avinu, was able to make a mahapech in the world, was able to make a revolution in the world, was able to bring the king back to the palace, as Chazal tell us, to bring the Shekhinah back down into the world. This Gibor said, Eini menichacha, ashiti kones, lepalterin shalcha, I will never ever leave you until you are able to return. I will bring you back into your palace. And the revolution of Avraham Avinu continues. One man. Rabbeinu, Schusti again, Aleinu, the Eish Kodesh. Everybody knows him. We have stories from when he was a baby, a little baby. He lost his father when he was a little boy. The visions that he had, the things that he said, the terrorists that he was saying when he was a child. And it was clear to all the tzaddikim in Poland and whoever came close to him that he was a kadosh mirechem, that he was holy from the womb, that he was one of those who came to the world that the malach didn't give a clap. But that's not where his greatness, his true greatness, that's not where his uniqueness was revealed. The greatness of the Rebbe was revealed, the gevura of the Rebbe was revealed in the desert. Yimtze'ehu be'eretz midbar. Hashem found in that desert of Poland, of Warsaw, at that time, which was worse than anything that our ancestors saw in the desert of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yimtze'ehu be'eretz midbar, there Hashem found a gibor echad. There were other tzaddikim. There were many, many tzaddikim who were killed on Kiddush Hashem. But the gevura of the Rebbe, who continued to teach, the gevura of the Rebbe who was able to leave. And you know there were many great tzaddikim who did leave. And the gevura of the Rebbe who was able to leave. And the Hasidim had the papers at the beginning of the war. At the time when there was already a ghetto, but they had a way for him to leave. But the Rebbe said to the Chassidim, "Eini Menachem, I'm not leaving you. I will never ever leave you." And he remained throughout that time. And even though he lost everyone in his life, he lost his mishpacha. Every word that he spoke, every gesture that they saw on him, the Rebbe was screaming, "Eini menichach, Rabbi Shlomo, no matter what happens, I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving your family, and I'm never ever going to leave you, even though you've taken everything from me. And as he said, I've already been defeated by this war, but I will never ever leave. I will never ever leave your children, and I will never leave you." And at the end we know, because of the testimony of a remarkable Jew who was part of the underground, a Jew from Piasetzna, who was no longer religious, but whose father was a chassid of the rabbis, who was part of a movement of the underground to rescue the Rebbe at the end. But the Rebbe had made a bris with a number of other Jews. It seems all of whom were not Shomer Torah mitzvahs, but with the chavai that he was with at the end. Intellectuals, professors, Jews, but not Jews who were observant. And they had made a pact among themselves that even if one of them would have a way out, he would only leave together with the rest of the chevra. And the Rebbe from Piasetzna was one of that chevra. And when the time came, and there were very heroic Jews together with this one who came to take the Rebbe out, who were able to sneak in to get the Rebbe out, The Rebbe refused. So if Avraham Avinu was found in the Midbar, and if our relationship with the Borei Olam began because of our faithfulness to him in the Midbar, we want to understand why is it that every word that the Rebbe spoke, every word that he wrote, his very existence is filled, is overflowing with chizik. It's because of Avraham Avinu. Chazal say that Avraham Avinu was Mamluch Hashem. He brought Hashem back to the palace. And Himluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal say, B'Shamayim V'Aretz, that Avraham Avinu revealed the kingdom of Hashem in heaven and in earth. And we remember Avraham Avinu when we live, and he's our father. But the Rebbe's Chusik Elena was Mamlech Hashem in Gehenna, over a Malchus of Gehenna. And that even a Jew who feels now that he's in Gehenna, a different kind of Gehenna, even a Jew now whose life might be much, much better, but he's in the Gehenna a Gehenna, a fire, of what this world has become in Tov Shinai and Zion. And Tsaris, and Gaiosais, and Listians. The Rebbe somehow is able to ignite within that person who's in Gehenna a feeling of Einim and Eichacha, I won't leave you. And then that Jew's heart is inflamed with a feeling that he wants to stay with Hashem, that he won't desert Hashem. That somehow, despite all of the fire and filth of his life, that somehow, in some way, even though he feels that he's surrounded and besieged, I will come back to you. I won't leave you. I'll stay with you. I'll return to the palace together with you. I'll be amongst your children who will come back. One of the chevru was just telling me on Shabbos about a bachur who learned in yeshiva, a bachur that he knows, who left everything. And he was invited, he went someplace for some party or something. Last Shabbos he drove somewhere. And he was there and he drove away from that place on Shabbos. And he came and he told this person who is a mashpia in his life, and he said to him that he doesn't necessarily know why, but he just knows that's not where he wants to be. That's not where he belongs. You can make believe that he belongs over there, but that's not really who he is. Because the Bnei HaMelech, the children of the king, want to be with the king and return to the palace with him in Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe, together with all the tzaddikim, but in my life, the Rebbe has been that gibor, that hero. The hero in Gehenna, who is Mamluch Hashem in that place. He's reaching out from that place, teaching everyone who feels that in some way he or she is stuck in Gehenna. And you and I will never leave. You and I will return with the Rebbe and all the tzaddikim to the Paltun Shlomelach. So I want to share with you a story. It's Masai Shabbos. We're turning the clock back tonight. It's a special school to tell a story about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So the Baal Shem, as he would do, you know, the Baal Shem didn't sit in his palace. He didn't own a palace. The Baal Shem used to travel, used to go from one place to another. And he came to a village not very far from Mezhbiz. Came to a village, and he was already known there as the Baal Shem. Of course, people lined up Mitzaris to cry to the tzaddik. There was an old couple that came to the Baal Shem Tov. And they were childless, and they were beyond the years where people naturally can have children. And they had been to many people, and nothing worked. And they came to the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem said to them, "You're going to have a son, but make sure that you remember me. And make sure that when he's born, to send a shliach to Mezhbiz to bring me to be the tzaddik." And they had a child, and they sent for the Baal Shem Tov. And it was the bris, and the Baal Shem was tzaddik. The child was named Aryeh Leib. And when the baby was on the Baal Shem's lap, on his legs, on his knees, after he had the bris, and he was given his name, the Baal Shem put his holy hand on the heart of the baby, and he called him Zaidi. This tzaddik, of course, would become famous in the world as the Shpola Zaidi. Now, I know there are some rest of us here, and you'll have to manage with that. Rabbi Nachman also managed with that. And Rabbi Nachman loved the Shpola Zaidi, and Shpola Zaidi loved Rabbi Nachman. It's an Indian tzaddikim. Now this child, who began to be known as Zaidi, this child was an Eluyisha boy, a brilliant, a genius of a boy. And his parents allowed him to become a student of the great tzaddik, Reb Pinchas Karitzer. Reb Pinchas Karitzer would travel to find these neshamas. And Reb Pinchas Karitzer saw this child, and he said to the parents, "I'll take care of him. He's going to be a big tzaddik." And he came with Reb Pinchas Karitzer, who raised him. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh was already not well. And Reb Pinchas Karitzer wanted to take the child to get a bracha from the Baal Shem Tov. And Reb Pinchas Karitzer went to Mezhbiz with Aryeh Leib, with the Zaidi. And of course the Chassidim, the people who were there, brought Reb Pinchas Karitzer in right away. And he was waiting with the boy in the room for the Baal Shem Tov to come. And the second the Baal Shem Tov walked in, the boy looked up and he started screaming, "Das ist er! That's him! That's the one! That's him!" And then he fainted. And everybody starts to scream with Pinchas Karitzer. The Baal Shem Tov came over and he looked down at the boy and he looked at him and he put his hand on his heart and he said, "This is the Zaidi." And he went with him into a room, and afterwards it took some time for the boy to come to himself. And when Pinchas Karitzer was geyser, he didn't want to say, the child did not want to say what happened. Why was he so terrified? Why did he faint? And the boy did not want to talk about it, but Pinchas Karitzer said, "I'm geyser on you, I command you to tell me what happened." So listen, this is what he said. The Shpilei Zaidi said this. He said that the Maharal Miprag, the Maharal's neshama was in the highest place, in Shemayim. But after the pogroms, after all of the terrible, terrible killings, the murdering, and all the tzaras with Parnasa, the neshamas of the tzaddikim and the malachim came to the Maharal in Shemayim. They came to the neshama of the Maharal, and they asked the Maharal to come back into the world as a gilgul, to enter back into a guf, into the world, because the Maharal was very strong. The Maharal, when he was alive, brought big yeshuas and nisim and aflos. The neshamis in Gan Eden came to the Maharal with the malachim, and they petitioned. The boy is telling the story, the Shpilei Zaidi is telling this. And the Maharal, they came to the Maharal, and they were begging the Maharal to come down into this world, to go into the physical world, into a guf. The Shpilei Zaidi said that the Maharal did not want to go. The Maharal said, "I don't have to do that. I was already told that I have my place in Gan Eden. I fought as hard as I could while I was in the world. I don't have the strength to go back to the world. I will not go. Find a different neshama. I'm not going back into the guf." And different tzaddikim and different neshamas came. And higher malachim, and srafim and chayis hakodesh came, and the Maharal turned them away. Sof kol sof, he couldn't be forced to leave. He couldn't. Then one day, the Shpilei Zaidi is describing one day in Shemayim, there was a huge, huge commotion. The Maharal saw all the neshamas from all the different hecholas of the tzaddikim, and not only of the tzaddikim, but from the lower places, they are allowed out. And all the neshamas and all the malachim, there's a huge tumult in Shemayim, and everybody's going past the Maharal, and the Maharal is asking everybody, "What is it? What's going on?" And they told him that the tzaddik hador, he is having an aliyas neshama, meaning that he's still in the world, in the physical world, but his neshama is paying a visit above. And the Maharal said, "Who is he?" And they just kept on going. All the neshamas were going and going, and all the malachim were flying. And the Maharal said, "I'm going." And the Maharal went together with all these neshamas and with all the malachim. And there was a tremendous, tremendous commotion. And the Maharal was trying to see, who is this neshama that's in the world and that paid us a visit? And he was asking the neshamas of other tzaddikim, and they just said to the Maharal, "Shh, shh, shh. And he said that this neshama was enclosed in torn clothing, and the hat and the boots of a peasant, whatever that means, in Shemayim. And that the tzaddik of the generation was looking at all the tzaddikim, and then he stared at the Maharal. And then the tzaddik said to the Maharal, "Why are you here? You were asked to go into the world." And the Maharal began to cry, and he said, "I don't want to go." And the tzaddik said to him, "What do you mean you don't want to go? Jews are suffering. Jews are alone. Jews are broken. And you're sitting here in Gan Eden. And how could you leave them below in such a way?" And the Maharal began to tremble. His soul began to tremble. And the Maharal didn't know why, but he couldn't refuse this neshama. He couldn't refuse this tzaddik who was from the world, who was visiting above. And the Shpol said, he said, that that's when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh brought my neshama into the world. Because the Shpol said, the Ayalaib's neshama was the Maharal. And that's when the Baal Shem HaKadosh brought my neshama into the world. And that's why when he walked into the room, I hadn't seen him before. Since that time when I was the Maharal in Shemayim, I hadn't seen him. And now I saw him with those boots and that hat. And I recognized the eyes that are filled with love. And thus is air. And that is him. That's the Baal Shem Tov. Thus is air. That is him. And maybe there's such an inyan, we don't know these things. These are Sipurei Tzaddikim. But who the Rebbe really was and how the Rebbe came into this world in that place, the Eish Kodesh. But even now, after these years have passed, whoever learns his Svarim, opens the Svarim, and is able to have a feeling of, thus is there, it is him. That there was a neshama in Gan Eden that wouldn't leave Jews in such a way. And because of that, he went down into Gehenna to stay with those Jews for the last moments of their lives and to give life to the Jews of our generation who often feel that they're in Gehenna, and to give us a taste of Gan Eden. Hashem is Baruch should help. That each and every one of us should be zeicher to hold on to the Rebbe and to all the tzaddikim. That we should be zeicher, Mr. Hashem, to come with HaKadosh Baruch and all the tzaddikim to return to the Paltun Shel Melech Malchus Shel Olam, to be zeicher to see the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Rebbe and Rebbe Pinchas Karetz and Shpola Zaydi and Rebbe Nachman, all holding arms. And the great Riku of David Malkin Meshicha, we should see it, Ayin ba'ayin, Yiru b'shuv Hashem tziyoin, with the Gula Hashem v'amitish, v'mehev yaminu amen v'amen.
Amen. And David.
יבוא ויעיד עלינו בן דוד, יבוא ויעיד עלינו בן דוד, יבוא ויעיד עלינו בן דוד, יבוא ויעיד עלינו.
By Shabbos, Saturday night, you're able to hear everything go back to Rebbe. It's wonderful to hear you speak.
Yeah. בארץ, אני אתן ימות עליך, על ימות שריך. אם אלו ימום, ולא נשאר שומר ישראל, השם שומריך, השם שמחה, על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, ירח בלילה, השם ישמור מכל רע, נשמור את נפשך, השם ישמור זצר כולך, ואתה ואתה. Shut up.
Oh, 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 oh